John nodded as if that went without saying. He picked up the piece of notepaper with the cartoon beaver on top and tucked it into his voluminous wallet. Passing the bill of sale to him had been one of the harder things any dean had had to do since being sucked through the unfound door and into East Stoneham, and he came close to snatching it back before it could disappear into the caretaker's battered old Lord Buxton. He thought he understood much better now about how Calvin Tower had felt. "Because you boys now own the lot, you own the rose," John said.
"The Tet Corporation now owns the rose," Eddie said, "a corporation of which you're about to become executive vice president."
John Cullum looked unimpressed with his putative new title. He said, "Deep Nose supposed to draw up articles of incorporation and make sure Tet's legal. Then we go to see this fella, Moses Carver, and make sure he gets on board. That's apt to be the hard part."
"Hard part.
But we'll give it our best go."
"Put Auntie's cross around your neck," Roland said, "and when you meet with Cy Carver, show it to him. It may go a long way toward convincing him you're on the straight. But first, you must blow on it, like this." On their ride from Bridgeton, Roland had asked Eddie if he could think of any secret, no matter how trivial or great, which Susanna and her godfather might have shared in common. As a matter of fact, Eddie did know such a secret, and he was now astounded to hear Susanna speak it from the cross which lay on Dick Beckhart's pine table.
"We buried Pimsy under the apple tree, where he could watch the blossoms fall in the spring," her voice said. "And Daddy Mose told me not to cry any more, because God thinks to mourn a pet too long." Here the words faded away, first to a mutter and then to nothing at all. But Eddie remembered the rest and repeated it now. "To mourn a pet too long's a sin.